everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
From humble beginnings more than 85 years ago, Mueller Incorporated has grown to become the leading manufacturer of steel buildings and residential metal roofing in the Southwest. Our company is still headquartered in Ballinger, the small West Texas town where it was founded, but we've grown to more than 30 locations. What has been the key factor in that growth? Innovation. At Mueller, innovation requires thinking outside the metal box. We always strive to be better than we were yesterday. By doing that, we've uncovered new technology and have discovered that strength doesn't come from what you can do, it comes from what you once thought was impossible. From simple barns to highly complex commercial projects, a Mueller structure is manufactured with longevity, durability, and customer satisfaction in mind. You can rest assured that your Mueller metal roof or steel building will withstand the test of time. Here at Mueller, we're making it better, we're making it stronger, and we're making it right here in America. Give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER to get started on your Mueller project today.
Active buyer support moved into the lean hog futures trade today with triple-digit support, although prices have backed away from session highs in cattle and hog futures while traders are trying to rebuild market support at current price levels. July corn futures about 2¾ cents higher, the Dow Jones 48 points lower, NASDAQ down 52 points. Over in live cattle, mixed trade has been seen following a failed attempt to spark strong renewed buyer support throughout the entire live cattle complex. June futures led the complex higher today with a 37-cent per hundredweight rally as markets near expiration. The rest of the complex, though, stuck in a narrowly mixed range of 10 cents lower to 5 cents higher as traders appeared to be treading water at current price levels, given the extreme market pressure seen in all livestock trade over the last week. Cash cattle activity, though, remains generally sluggish with a few bids developing throughout the day. Live bids seen at $107 per hundredweight with dressed bids in the north at $174 to $175 per hundredweight. Asking prices still undefined. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were lowered, down 52 cents in select and down 36 cents per hundredweight in choice, with moderate movement of 95 total loads. In feeder cattle, futures have bounced higher and lower in a narrow to moderate range. The initial move higher focused on firming support in live cattle trade as well as short covering. However, buyer interest has seemed to quickly run out of steam, leaving prices to erode late this morning, setting additional contract lows. Meanwhile, grains traded lightly mixed today with corn trade 1 to 3 cents higher. Soybean trade was narrowly mixed with trade unable to sustain gains after the crop progress report. Meal was flat to a dollar higher and oil 15 to 25 points lower. In wheat, trade was flat to 2 cents higher with harvest for winter wheat expected to remain slow. The Kansas City-Chicago spread flat to slightly tighter. The heavy rains from the weekend will keep harvest low with the warmer week likely to get combines rolling in a bigger way towards the weekend. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.